We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the next to last edition of season 3 of The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor, presented by LB's Meat Market. I'm Neil McCready. That, of course, is Greg Jones of LB's Meat Market, Campbell McCready of Zen Studios in Fayetteville, here on a Friday afternoon as we get ready for Championship Sunday in the NFL. We've got the NFC Championship game, the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the first game on Sunday, and then the nightcap. It's the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs once again in the AFC Championship game. The two winners will play in 2 weeks in Glendale, Arizona for the Super Bowl. So we'll preview those games in just a minute. First, I want to tell you about LB's Meat Market, 2008 University Avenue in Oxford. I was just in LB's earlier today grabbing some things. They had some a lot of handmade sausages ready to roll. They've got chicken. Greg's got a bunch of wings in. The beef, as always, looks amazing, which is usually my go-to, as it was today. The stuffed jalapenos, the bacon-wrapped asparagus. He's got everything you could be looking for. Pork, whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it at LB's. And, Greg, it was kind of interesting today. You were talking about how you're starting to do some y'all's version and a much better version of kind of a TV dinner.
Yeah. Well, I sent you home with one. It was just kind of a smoked pork chop that we did in-house, and made a little small baked potato casserole, and just it's kind of easy. You can just warm it up in your microwave, and I started smoking some Boston butts, and so it's vacuum sealed, and all you got to do is put it in either hot water, or you can, you know, put it in your smoker and smoke it for a little bit longer. But, you know, just trying to help some people out, because you know, all you got to do is come in and put that bacon wrapped pork loin in there for about 10, 15 minutes, and you're good to go on dinner. So,
Campbell, I know you had to take a break from your very rigorous academic senior year this week. You guys got some snow. Tell us about the snow. How much time did you get off with the snow? And I know you sacrificed and you. Correct to Dixon Street, I'm sure, just to make sure that everybody was okay there. In
right. Well, we only got class off on Wednesday, and unfortunately, that's my easiest day of the week with only one class. And Thursday, we did have class, so I went to that. And I think we had like 5 to 6 inches, so I'm kind of shocked we didn't get Thursday off. But, you know, it is what it is.
I saw pictures of the sidewalks. It looked a little treacherous to get to and from in Fayetteville on Thursday. Is it pretty much off the roads now?
Yes, it's pretty much off the roads. But Thursday, it took me double the time to get to class from campus just because I was scared to walk. So, yeah.
All right, Greg, what do you have going on this weekend at LB's? It's kind of a slow weekend in Oxford. There's no basketball. Obviously, baseball season is still about 2.5-3 weeks away. So, what's going on this weekend?
I got a bunch of fresh fish this weekend. So I got snapper, redfish, mahi, salmon, and some tuna. So that's always good to come in and snag a fresh piece of fish. About to go and make some ribeye sausage, some Swayze sausage, and just kind of going through the motions. You know, get ready for baseball season. I've had a bunch of customers come in and say, you know, baseball season's right. I'm like, oh yeah, for sure. So. Can't wait for that. Always excited whenever you're defending national champions.
Yeah, for sure.
Going into the season.
Yeah, for sure. Should be a really fun season. There's some fun weekends in April in Oxford. So we'll talk about all of those things a little later. We'll figure out some ways to get more content with Greg. I think I have some ideas, call in shows, things like that. So we'll talk about that in a little while. But first, we've got some football to finish up. The divisional playoffs for last week. Both of you went 1-3 against the spread in the divisional playoffs. Campbell, you got Cincinnati correct. Greg, I'm trying to remember which one you got. You got one of them correct early, and then
fell apart.
It all fell apart.
Yeah, we're not good in the NFL. We're collegiate people.
So for the season, Greg is 80-112. Greg is not going to win the competition unless he can somehow make up 17 games in three. It was just going to be difficult. So Campbell is the suspense that's left in Butcher versus the Spin Instructor is, can Campbell stay above 500? Can she say she won more than she lost? She's in great shape in that regard. She's 97-95. So if she just gets one correct of the next three games, she's got the two championship games, she's got the Super Bowl. If she gets one of those three correct, she's going to have an above 500 record to go with her second Butcher LB's Cup in the past 2 years, 3 years. So 2 out of 3 years. I've seen the spot she's making for the trophy. So,
yep. Well, all my studying and, you know, paying attention to the games and watching them in my free time has really paid off. So,
yeah, your mom was here just a little while ago, Campbell, and she said, well, what are you doing? I said, we're about to tape Butcher versus Spin Instructor. And she said, is Campbell prepared? And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, why are you asking me if she's prepared? What does that mean? No, she's not prepared. She's just going to pick off the top of her head and it's going to probably work. So,
and it really does work out.
Yep.
All right, so here we go. We got the NFC Championship game. This is a 2 p.m. game on Fox. This is going to be right about the time. I'm building my day, Greg and Campbell, around the AFC Championship game because I'm a Bengals fan. I've got my Bengals stuff ready to go. So my preparations will be built around being completely finished with whatever responsibilities I have in life by 5:30. And we're going to smoke some wings. Come get some wings. We're going to smoke some wings. I'll probably put the wings on at kickoff of the NFC game. That's my plan. So they'll be finished before halftime of the NFC game. That way I can eat either before or after the AFC game. But it'll be done and nobody will be like, hey, can you do this? Because I'll be completely distracted. All right, we got the San Francisco 49ers. Head to Philadelphia to play the Eagles. This the Niners beat Dallas last weekend. The Eagles blew out the Giants. This game again, 2 p.m. on Fox. San Francisco, Campbell, is a 2.5-point underdog at Philadelphia.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll go with the Eagles.
All right. Campbell going with the Eagles. Any particular reason?
Bobby told me to. I don't know how much she knows, but that's what we're going with.
Can you name any Philadelphia Eagle? Is there? Can you name one of the 53 Eagles?
She told me one, but I forgot his name already.
So, all right. Greg Campbell's going to go with the anonymous Philadelphia Eagles. He's going to lay the 2.5 points against the Niners.
Man, I really like the Eagles. I really do. With that being said, I'm going to go with the 49ers. So I'm going to talk myself out of liking something.
Can you name one 49er? Probably so.
Yeah, Brock Purdy and then Debo Samuel.
Yeah, see, this is the amazing part of this.
Christian McCaffrey, I think, is on there now.
Yeah, I'm now fairly convinced after listening to the.
I know Kyle Shanahan is the coach, and I know he's a pretty good coach. So I kind of. Isn't it the most irrelevant player is the last person in the draft? And
yeah, Mr. Irrelevant is the last player in the draft, and that was Brock Purdy. He was the final pick.
I'm not trying to put some horse racing into it, but that's like Bob Baffert taking Medina Spirit like a $1,000 yearling to win the Kentucky Derby. That's pretty much like that.
Yeah, it's like that. It's unbelievable that Purdy, the last pick in the draft, just an afterthought on the 49ers team. Trey Lance gets hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo comes in. He plays really well. Then he gets hurt, out for the season. And they put Purdy in, and they go searching for an emergency quarterback. But Brock Purdy plays better than either of them and is now two wins away from being a Super Bowl champ after being Mr. Irrelevant in the NFL draft. It's unbelievable. All right, we go to the AFC Championship game. This game is scheduled to kick off at 5:30 on CBS. It's my beloved Cincinnati Bengals. Second year in a row, they're in Kansas City for the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. The Bengals blew out Buffalo last week. The Chiefs held off the Jacksonville Jaguars to get here. Cincinnati, Greg, is a one-point underdog at Kansas City.
I think somebody told me that 90% of the public is on Cincinnati money line, I think.
Yeah, and that's scary.
So I'm going to go with Kansas City. Right. I know how that game plays.
It's the part that scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
The Bengals looked so good last week against the Bills. They just destroyed them. They dominated the game, and it makes you kind of nervous when everybody in the public is on Cincinnati. All right, Campbell, Greg's going to take the Chiefs and lay the point. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
That a girl. Any particular reason you're going with Cincinnati?
No, but I do know one, Joe Burrow.
You like Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
What do you like about him?
I think we all like Joe Burrow.
Have you seen the?
Hey, I like Joe Burrow.
I like Joe Burrow too. I mean, I got to admit it. I mean, and the Joe Burrow thirst traps on Instagram this week have been absolutely hilarious. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, everybody just wishes they could be that cool. I mean, I saw a video of him from 10 years ago. It was 2013. It was his junior year of high school. His team had just gotten eliminated from the Ohio State playoffs. And he's being interviewed, and he's kind of teary, and he's sniffling, but he's super cool answering all the questions, talking about his offensive line, his wide receivers. I mean, the guy just has always had it. Always.
Well, there's this viral TikTok now of him. His mom's a teacher, you know, and so she made him stand next to him and do like the Pledge of Allegiance for the students. And he's so awkward in the video. And so now it's like he's wearing like this Mario shirt. And so now it's kind of gone viral because people are making fun of how awkward he was in the video.
I mean, so the guy's a quarterback for an NFL team, and you know? I think it's tough to not look awkward standing next to your mom doing the Pledge of Allegiance, I think.
Yeah, and he just looks like such a normal guy. I mean, right there, he doesn't have shoes on, he's in his socks, and he's standing there next to his mom in what appears to be, I guess this was during the pandemic, during the pledge on Zoom or whatever, and I don't know, I just thought it was kind of cool. I mean, the guy's just... He wanted to go to Nebraska. Nebraska didn't think he could play. How about that? How about that?
I like how he told everybody to get refunds on those tickets.
Yeah. The Bengals The Bengals took offense to the NFL selling Chiefs Bills tickets in Atlanta for this week. They did not like that. They're always searching for some sort of slight, and they found one there. So, all right. So Greg and Campbell disagree on both games. Again, to recap, Greg's got the Niners in the NFC game. Campbell's got the Eagles. The player you're probably thinking of is Jalen Hurts, by the way, Campbell. I'm guessing the Eagles quarterback.
That's
probably. No, it might have been Travis Kelce. No, who's the kicker? Who has the woman that plays on the soccer cup?
Oh, it's I don't know.
Oh, I think he got traded to the Cardinals. My mistake.
Yeah, I don't know. Bobby just told me because I didn't know what to
pick. And then Greg's got the Chiefs in the AFC game. Campbell's going with the Bengals in the AFC game. So they're on opposite ends of both games. So we'll come back again in 2 weeks. We'll wrap up season three. Talk about the Super Bowl, of course. We'll talk about menus for the Super Bowl, what we like, that kind of thing. And we'll bid adieu to this season. We'll hear about Campbell's future plans. She graduates in May. She's got some stuff lined up. We'll get her to talk about that a little bit in a couple of weeks as well. Again, Greg, people want to get in touch with you this weekend. Maybe they want to put some stuff on their grill, their smoker for the championship games. How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, always call the store, 662-259-2999. Yeah, we should be stocked up, ready to go. I might do a little Lane Train special. We're going to do a Valentine's Day special also. And there will be either 6 strawberry chocolate covered strawberries or 12. You have the option, so you can get some get your dinner and everything and chocolate covered strawberries all in one swoop.
Awesome. That sounds great. All right, we'll talk about all of those things in a couple of weeks on The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor, presented by LB's Meat Market. For Greg Jones, for Campbell McCready, I'm Neil McCready. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Championship Sunday. Talk to you in a couple of weeks. Take care.